Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Brian Mattermore is here. Brian's a great friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, owner of Mattermore Group, co-founder and chief idea guy at Growth Engine Company, author of at least three books. Idea Stormers is one, 21 Days to a Big Idea. That's the new one, isn't it, Brian?
That's the new one, yep.
All right, so check that out, 21 Days to a Big Idea. We launched that one too on this show. So, folks, I encourage you to check out all the things that Brian has. Brian, I need your website, please.
It's growth-engine.com.
All right. So
and we got a new, very cool-looking website that's fun to navigate, and there's some idea tools on there. Well, there's an idea tool on there as well.
Right. Good. So, and that's free? They can just wear that out?
Yeah, it's free. It's all right, free.
So yes. Go there and wear that out, folks, and check it out. See what you think. Growth-engine.com. All right. So check it out. All right, we're talking about growth strategies with a creative twist. And one of the things we were talking about when we went to the break, Brian, we just gotten to the point where we were about to talk about the creative part. And we differentiate, we established that growth strategies can and should be analytical, but that maybe the best way to get the most out of your strategy is to also add a creative element to it, and you, as you say, it's not either or; it's both and. But in my experience, when people say, "Well, where's that creative part come from?" In my experience, you'll never go wrong as you seek to be creative if you stay close to customers. What do you think?
Oh, well, I couldn't agree more. And by the way, people should know that this creativity stuff is a numbers game as well. I mean, you know, if you look at our work, you know, probably 10% of the ideas are any good. So, you know, 90% you're throwing away. So don't get discouraged if your first 9 ideas are no good. You know, you got to come up with a lot of them to get a winning one. But in terms of customers, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always say you sort of have to begin and end with the customer in our new product work. But one creative strategy involving the customers could be either role-playing what their wishes or unmet needs might be. And you can, you know, obviously you have different customers with different needs, and so that you have different segments, if you will. The other thing is to invite them in and do some of your strategic planning with them, which is, an innovative idea, obviously. Some people are worried about the intellectual property of that. But we did one a couple weeks ago, as I mentioned, with a small auto parts company in Connecticut, FCP Euro, and we invited some of their customers in, and they were part of the strategic planning process. And I got to tell you, they got ideas that they never would have gotten had it just been them.
Right. Well, because this is the thing. How many times have I said this, Brian? Whatever we're supposed to be doing tomorrow, or a week from now, or a year from now, our customers already have that in their head.
I love that.
We're just guessing if what we think we're supposed to be doing in a day or a week. We're just guessing because it doesn't matter what we think because we're probably wrong. But all of that's inside the customer's head, and that's what's driving people crazy these days, Brian. As you point out in your work, it's the compression of time between a customer's expectation today and their next expectation. It used to be that expectation didn't change for, heck, maybe 20 years. Now, maybe 100 years, you know, centuries ago. Now their expectations change with a new app.
Yeah. When you're inside of the head of the consumer, I sort of love that quote, the future's already here, it's just not widely distributed.
That's right.
and the customers will tell you that, right? The customers will tell you what they need and what they want. And you're right, it's so quick now that you constantly have to be checking back with them and have a system for getting their ideas and input and back and forth. And that's And people and to sort of break it out of the box here a little bit, it's not only existing customers, it's wished for customers or customers
right.
based on your new ideas. As
well, and you're trying to do strategic planning, folks, and you're being so analytical, and you're thinking in your planning is all mostly inside your four walls, and what you're doing is you're probably doing a lot of work. And making a lot of commitments to something that may be irrelevant the moment you launch it.
Yeah, you know, I like that.
And, There's a real danger of that, isn't there?
There is, and it talks about the importance of this, the flexibility in this work, and that gets the psychology of it, which you alluded to before, that, you know, typically it's been something about control. You
mm-hmm.
know, strategic planning is about control and being, you know, clear about what the future will bring and doing all that work, whereas it's really more now in these times about flexibility and creativity and the willingness to sort of change on a, you know, to change quickly based on what the market is telling
you. There was also a time, Brian, when companies manipulated customers and customers allowed that to happen. That was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, when the manufacturers had a lot of the power, they could do that, and that
those days are way gone, long gone.
They're way gone, and you know we also do quote disruptive wargaming for our clients, and they role play the competition, but they role play.
You mean with paintballs?
No, no.
Oh darn! I was hoping we had some paintballs.
Well, when they role played Amazon, we did use drones.
Okay,
so.
Good. Oh, I need the website again, Brian.
It's growth-engine.com.
We're going to talk some more about this, and we're going to get into some creative stuff. I'm going to turn the creative Brian loose after these messages. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.